This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one still to go. 60 minutes of the show is upon us, and we are happy to have you along for the ride. HRP listener line, if you want to join, 713-780-3776. You can also text us, tweet us, do whatever you need to do to reach out and touch, and we will be back with you. Normally we respond. We're pretty good about that stuff. So if you missed any of it, we had Kelvin Sampson on, talked some Rockets, talked a bunch of other stuff, talked Texas state food.
Yes.
A lot of people had a lot of comments on that. Taryn Hilo is going to join us on Thursday, so the excitement level will continue to go up as we get closer to that.
Amy Bear suggested that that Paige chick from the WWE is a huge freak and I should watch it. But I'm like, I mean, if I – that doesn't – I don't know. She doesn't move my needle, so I really have no interest in watching her be freaky.
Well, at least you're honest about the needle. Do you think?
I was like, what?
By the way, this is the kind of chick that buys that house. Did you guys see this house that's for sale in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay, $750,000 house. So it's already spendy, right?
Uh-huh.
But from the outside, red brick. Four or five bedrooms, couple bathrooms, hardwood floors, pool table, the whole works.
So a house.
But the thing that gets a little bit out of the ordinary is they put it on some sites so that people looking for real estate could look at it. The basement is a sex dungeon.
Like.
Harnesses and apparatuses
swings?
All this different stuff. Swings.
What are those sex machines that have like the phallic thing on it that moves and just punches the air? What is that called?
Time out. Lot of back and forth with Nick, but why when asking that question did you completely just stare him down? Yeah,
he always does that.
No, honest to God, because I hardly ever look at you because of the shape of this desk.
What do you call those harnesses that look like a penis?
Right now I'm looking at you and it just feels awkward. My neck, like, it's just easier when I'm asking questions.
Don't get another crick in your neck. We don't want to deal with that.
To look that, like, I'm face, I don't know. That wasn't intended to do that. Okay, I know you don't have a sex saddle.
I get where you're facing.
I know you don't have a sex saddle, do you?
Put your hands down.
Do you have a sex saddle? Or do you?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
That wasn't even a... He pointed out
I've looked in my closet. I do not have a sex saddle.
You looked in your closet? Did you sell it at a garage sale? What did you... did you get rid of it?
I've never owned...
I don't know what that is. Saddle. Is there stuff like that in this house?
Yeah, and before put it, supposedly now, and I'm sure that there's a reason why the owners want to stay anonymous, but they said that before that they put it on the market, it was like an Airbnb, and it was going for like $2,000 a night. So it was like a big suite at a hotel, only you're staying at this crib that's got this whole dungeon in the basement.
Now, I don't want to be the guy that has to sanitize all that. You get what I'm saying?
That's the other thing.
I wish you would have even said that. That's just disgusting.
I mean,
someone must have had a cold because there's a lot of.
Somebody said that the thing I'm talking about is called a Sibian.
Now, why do you know that?
I don't know that.
To the texter.
Yeah.
And even if you do, why are we putting that out there?
We got a text. It's called a Sibian, Sybian, because I wanted to see what they're. If
Nick,
that's what I was talking
show?
About.
Nope. I do not text the own. I don't text my own show. So
okay,
dumb.
All right. Just ask a question.
Let me check
man.
The number. Let me check the. Oh, that looks familiar. Maybe that is him. yeah, that's. Well, they don't have the picture. Oh, there's videos. Oh, now it's gonna get good.
Videos of the Sybian.
Oh
yes, there is. And I'm glad you did the tilt to the laptop there.
Yeah, this is. See, this would make a great Valentine's gift.
No. Not there. And then he brings up the couple that is doing the video.
Well, y'all better give some play-by-play because nobody sees what you see.
He says, look at it, right? So at first he shows the Sybian, whatever, with just the torso of a female on it. Then he shows two people that look like...
This one chick is
James
in a sundress.
James Gandolfini and some...
This guy, obviously, he looks like a... plumber's apprentice, and she looks like every woman named Margaret that would wear a sundress, a halter top sundress, but had on a bikini when she tanned. So she's got the tan that goes up over the shoulders. Wow, that was not how I would.
That has a couple kids that doesn't care about it taking care of her.
Now that
anymore.
Is how I would sell the product. There's a hot chick on the machine, and some dude's holding her. I don't want to be in the room if you're on one of these. If you're on one of those, you don't need me. I'll be watching the game.
If she's on one of those, she doesn't need one of those.
But I'll be watching the game. If there's a dude, wow, there's like Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife doing this.
God,
what is going
what is
on?
This?
No, it's not actually Dog, but it looks like it.
This looks like a secondary ad for the Sling commercials.
If you're bored and have 5 minutes, I highly recommend going to the Cybian website and checking out the videos. The people that are talking about it look exactly like you would think the people that would buy a sex saddle would look like.
Looks like Ron Jeremy's skinny kid. What are you doing?
Oh, that's good times.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I know what I'm getting y'all for Christmas now.
Well, I hope it's not if it's the $750,000 house in Philly with the basement, we can resell that.
It says it's pronounced like system, Symbian, Sibian. But there's no M in it, so it's
Who
Sibian.
Corrected you? Someone on Twitter?
No, the text line, of course. Obviously, somebody that owns one.
Yeah, and is very proud of the hobby that they've created. So, we got hour number three off the ground in a hurry.
There we go.
Yes, we're rolling right along. And we've given away some WWE tickets along to boot.
Somebody asked us, have you guys talked about the Justin Verlander free agent comments? I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
He's kind of fired up.
He is a little bit. He came out and talked about how the system is broken. The fact that there are so many free agents that are available now that the system is broken. This was his, I don't know if this was a tweet or an Instagram post, but it says 100 or so free agents left unsigned. System is broken. They blame, quote, rebuilding, but that's BS. You're telling me you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there? Seems like a good place to start to rebuild to me. 26 to 36 is a great performance window, too. He would say that as being at the end of that performance window.
Well, and also a guy that's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
But he makes a good point.
That's big time.
But he makes a good point. But you know what? I mean, the market will correct itself. And if teams don't want to overspend or we talked about this a little bit. They talked about the fact that the data shows now, and this was a quote from Astros owner Jim Crane that the data shows that a 10-year contract doesn't make sense anymore. So if you've got players out there like Machado, like Bryce Harper that are saying they want a 10-year deal, that doesn't make sense to baseball execs. Why would they sign that?
Yeah.
Blame greediness of the agents. Maybe that's part of the problem.
It's essentially a product of past experience. I mean, we talked about the Albert Pujols deal. At the time, everybody thought, wow, you know, he just got this mammoth deal and good for him and what a great deal and he's going to really help the Angels. But then you look at it and you kind of dive down on it a little bit looking at it and you look and you, when you drill down on it, you look at it and you say, man, those last couple of years are going to be rough. And it's been a lot quicker than you would have expected. He's had that decline. The knees are on the give and go mode. They're terrible. So there's too many of those deals out there.
And don't forget, there's a luxury tax in baseball now. And you go over that and you've got to pay extra. And teams don't want to do that. I mean, there's
– right.
And they mentioned that in the article where they say, look, there's that $206 million luxury tax. Teams aren't chomping at the bit to pay extra. And if you go out and sign this guy and you've got to add some other spots, you don't want to – be over that 206 mark if you don't have to be. So all of that makes a difference because the teams that do have the money to spend are already either close to that or over it in most cases.
Right.
So yeah. I mean, I understand what Verlander's trying to say, but at the end of the day, dude, if teams don't want to pay you 10 years, they're not going to. Pay you for 10 years, they're not going to. And yeah, like I said, you can blame Pujols.
And yeah, that's the thing. And players like that, but it's just the thing is you can't be mad at the time at the player for getting his, but at the same time, you now also can't be mad at the team for saying, hey, been there, tried that, and really it hasn't ended well for most people or most teams that did. So don't get mad at us if we learned our lesson and we're trying to be smarter business people.
Most guys that are getting a 10-year contract are going to be past their prime at some point in that contract, whether it's in the middle, towards the end. So you don't want to take that risk of having to sit through 3 years of Albert Pujols, who can't run to first, or other guys like that. Or, you know, if Bryce Harper can't hit like he used to hit when he was 24, you don't want to pay him $25 million a year at 35 years old.
Honestly, the baseball needs to do the opposite of what football did. The way football got away from front-loading contracts for just because you were a number one pick and then they got stuck, baseball should do the exact opposite of football and saying, we need to be able to reward players. You and I have been on this for the last couple weeks again about how the team controls the player for too long, and Springer's one of the examples where if you just keep him in the minors long enough, it takes him till he's 30 before he starts making money.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball needs to realize, if you want him in your prime and you want to pay him and get him to stay, pay him earlier, let him pay him big up front, and then you can be more realistic when they get into the swan song of their career.
Yeah, and maybe have the out, like a buyout option where you can go, look, you're 35 and you suck, so here's half of what we owe you.
If you want to stay, then let's talk fairly, otherwise you're going to have to go play somewhere else.
I would be down with that. You know what else I'm down with? Vortex, because I like getting in shape. I like working out. I haven't done it lately, but I'm telling you right now, if you're serious about winning this Usual Suspects weight loss challenge, you're serious about losing weight, get out to Vortex. Rumble classes and ride classes are what they specialize in. This isn't like some regular gym, whatever fitness where you show up and there's a bunch of, you know, nasty, sweaty, hairy dudes all over the equipment and they don't clean it and wipe their sweat off and now you've got to lay on that and work out. Ugh, no, it's not like that. This is ride classes and rumble classes. So there's the boxing classes, which are the rumble classes, and when they're done, they clean everything up for you, so you don't have to worry about it. And then the same thing with the spin classes, the ride classes. Those bikes are cleaned. You get on there, and they got plenty. They have like 48 bikes, 45 heavy bags for the boxing classes, so you're always going to have room in the class. And it's a fun workout. It's 45 minutes, so you're not investing a lot of time. You're getting a great workout. I mean, they estimate you can burn up to like 500 calories in one class in 45 minutes. That's not bad for 45 minutes of your time. And it's a fun class. Like, I love the boxing classes because you got music pumping. Trey is the guy I usually work out with. He's motivating you. He's teaching you how to box, too. We've had him on the show to talk boxing. So he knows how to box, and he's showing you how to do it while you're working out. The same thing goes in the spin classes. They're motivating you. They come by bike to bike and try to get you into it at the worst possible time where you're ready to quit. They keep you going. You don't get that when you're at a gym. You're just sitting there by yourself, probably on your phone, taking pictures. Don't do that. Go to Vortex, get in shape, work out, and right now they have a special $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. Man, take advantage of that. $40, 1 week, unlimited classes. You get to do all the boxing and ride classes you want. Have a great time doing it. Check them out. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. The number is 281-501-3094. That's 281-501-3094. My suggestion, get online and check them out at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the final hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Reminder, if you are on your computer and you want more than just listening to us, you can always check the live stream. Not that live stream, Barry. The live stream on ESPN975.com, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is having some great specials for Valentine's Day. And another reason to love Twin Peaks, Sweetheart's Costume Party going on at Twin Peaks through the 14th for Valentine's Sweetheart Week. Twin Peaks girls are dressing up all week, or so to speak. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Speaking of Astros, we talked a little bit about Justin Verlander in the previous segment and his comments on free agency and how the system is broken. I also saw a thing from Jeff Todd, who talked about Gerrit Cole, the last remaining arbitration eligible Astro that hasn't gone through the process yet. And then the verbiage in this quote alarmed me a little bit. I don't know if it's anything to be concerned about. Maybe it was just a reporter or a writer trying to spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it says the Astros battled Gerrit Cole in front of an arbitration panel today. Mm. Not something you want to hear. It says per Chandler Rome of the Houston Chronicle via Twitter. Obviously, that indicates that the sides were unable to agree to a last-minute deal. The outcome is expected later this week. There's just over $2 million at stake between the two. Cole was seeking $13.5 million, and the club would rather pay $11.425 million. Which also, $11.425 is such a specific... Just go $11.5. Why would you...
And also, are you if that you cheap? Really are intent on signing him long-term... Don't piss them off. We just got maybe done complimenting the Astros on the Correa negotiations by saying he was so pleased with the way the team handled it that he actually went out of his way to make a statement that, hey, they handled it correctly. They, you know, they were professional. They were class. They did all the right things. Coming out of that, I would think, well, that's great news with the Cole negotiations still to get through because you want to take care of this guy to make sure he's happy so that he wants to stay. I don't like hearing what you just read.
Yeah, maybe they, you know, maybe, but like I said, that might be just Jeff Todd waxing a little poetic and adding some flavor to the language when it was really just a run-of-the-mill arbitration hearing. At least you hope that's the case.
Yeah, definitely, because we just got done talking about two guys that are going to be free agents at the end of the year, two guys that are vital to this team having the rotation that it's had and hopefully has all year, mm-hmm. and will save your bacon regardless of who the back end of your rotation is, because that's still kind of up in the air. But to have both those guys unhappy is not a good thing going into free agency.
Nope, not how you want it to play out. I saw this. I didn't click on it because I didn't care enough, mm-hmm. but I saw an article about fantasy football for the AAF.
That's just ridiculous.
That new football league that we were talking about yesterday where people watch it over the weekend and all this. Who's playing AAF fantasy football? Are you that big of a sports weirdo that you would play fantasy football with guys that couldn't even make a regular NFL roster?
My only guess is to target the degenerates, because with daily fantasy, it's kind of like legal gambling.
I guess.
But, I mean, unless they're only doing traditional fantasy, which I would think that's stupid. But.
To me, it's the equivalent of playing fantasy baseball, but with minor leagues, with A-ball or double A-ball. Like, why? I mean, Trent Richardson got a lot of hate and slash love just because of the ridiculousness of how he played this past weekend. Really? That's who you're like, well, number one pick in the AAA draft, the AAF draft or whatever it is. I just don't see it. And I found out he got in trouble, but he won't be fined. But they threw a flag on him in the game. He spiked the ball. It went into the stands, and they throw a flag because you can't throw the ball in the stands because there's a tracker inside the ball. So you can't throw the ball in the stands because they're like, they cost too much.
Right. People scoffed at it at first going, are you seriously saying you're Nick, don't do this. Your balls are so expensive that – if it goes into the stands,
boom, that's a
then
drop.
It's a big deal. And then you find out, actually, it's no joke. It's true. There's a there's like technology in each football.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I don't know how much production value or whatever that adds for the, you know, I guess the fan in the stands or TV production. I didn't read enough about it.
I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where when they you'll see like highlights or stuff. Remember how they had the puck tracker on Fox, I guess, when the NHL was on
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was great.
I wonder if like there'll be a ball that you'll start to see, because you'll see on some highlight reels on ESPN or whatever, or graphics where the ball is thrown and they'll put a tracer on the ball. Yeah. And you'll see the arc and the path and everything. I wonder if that's what they plan on using it for.
But then the Patriots or could control it with their like phone app.
Like a drone.
And deflate that thing.
Like, I know you guys are dialed into the fact that shot tracker when you can track
love that
track
thing.
The ball from the time.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part of.
But there's nothing
not
in the
golf
ball that does that.
There's not?
No.
How do they do that then? Is that magic?
I mean, there's a way you set the actual the software.
And just like that follow goes with this the camera, thing and leave a trace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love that technology, and you're right. Because hockey sometimes following the puck. When it's being, you know, zipped around all over the ice, sometimes it's hard to follow. I thought that was very cool. It's just with a sport like hockey, when they were doing it on over-the-air national television, mm-hmm. that wasn't going to entice anybody to watch it anymore And that's why hockey's on cable.
The fights would, though.
Although hockey fans are going to get all over me because, of course, they do have a game of the week on the weekends, which no one watches.
No,
rarely. But for the past 6 or 7 years, the NHL has been religious about emailing me all the contact information of all the NHL teams.
That's great. You should, reach out.
Fred?
Why don't you get us a guest every week to talk hockey?
Yeah. You bite your tongue right now.
Kill myself.
Although I can think of one guest we could get that no one would be disappointed in.
Gordie Howe.
Nope.
Wayne Gretzky. Who?
Now you get the sideline reporter for
forgot.
The Boston.
He didn't even know. That's hilarious.
I got to remember her name again. The sideline reporter for the Boston Bruins.
I do know what you're talking about.
He throws it out, but doesn't even have it. That's just
because you were spur of the moment. Now I'm trying to. Dang it.
Also in entertainment / Hollywood news. I'm not trying to steal AJ's Hoffman on Hollywood here, but Richard Gere. Remember him?
Officer and a Gentleman, Gerbil. Just throwing out highlights.
Gerbil is not a credit.
Oh, sorry.
He's not like, what do I know you from? Oh, I'm the guy that shoved a gerbil up his backside. That guy. What do they call that? Felching?
I don't know. And I don't think anybody needs to know that for any Googling
purposes.
Don't
Google that. Don't Google that. But Richard Gere, at 69 years old, has had a baby. Well, he didn't have the baby. Jeez. His wife did.
Wow.
His 35-year-old wife, Alejandra Silva, had a baby. He's almost 70. Almost 70, and you're having a kid. That means when your kid is 15, he'll be dead. There's no way
he ain't going to survive that. He ain't going to make the tuition years. There's no way.
Kudos to him. It's still working, and it's obviously...
Yeah, he's got to be fertile. 69.
I was going to say, the fish are still swimming, and he's
good for him.
Getting it done.
Be shooting powder at that point.
Just not
falling out like spoiled milk or something.
Before, but the gun goes off with a...
Yeah. Wow. At 70?
You'd think he'd be shooting blanks.
That's what I'm saying. Just a puff of smoke. He's like,
easy.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
nothing.
Hey. You're not getting your normal pew, pew.
So if he's round up at 70, he's going to be 80 when his kid is 10. So much for going out in the backyard and throwing around the old football or, Daddy, will you go on a bike ride with me? No.
Want to go have a catch?
No.
You better hope technology does that for him.
Dad, let's go ride bikes. No, because if I fall and break my hip, I'll die. I can't. I'm hooked up to this oxygen machine. That's no way to be a parent.
I mean, if you want to go have a catch, I can't afford to do that because I can catch a cold and die.
My favorite thing is those commercials about like these fathers who have kids late, but they still want to play sports when they get into their teens.
Yeah.
But it's okay because they've got Advil. Aleve.
I know.
And all this great pain medication to resolve all their back pain. Yeah. And all. Yeah.
I'm 107. I pop one Aleve. I'm good to go. He tries to throw
the football. He can't because he's in so much pain. He walks inside the house. He pops a couple of Advils. Starts throwing the football.
That's funny.
Alex Kramer, by the way, is the sideline reporter for the Boston Bruins. If we could have her on every week, it'd be fine.
You're a big fan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 10 minutes
No,
later.
He's right about her. She's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
and has all the characteristics, well, except for one or two for Nick, but the fact that she's a brunette with light eyes.
Oh, yeah?
That's just the start of it, and I'll let you guys go from there.
Hey, right now, guys, I want to tell you about this brand new app that I've got on my phone. It's called Get Upside. Check it out. It is absolutely free to download from the iTunes and Google Play Store. Download Get Upside on your phone. And when you do, use promo code Barry because I want you to get some extra savings on your gas. But what Get Upside does is, look, you're already out there filling up the car buying gas. You're already out there buying food. Why not get some cash back while you're doing it? There's 5,000 plus gas stations on Get Upside for you to choose from. You can get up to like 25 cents a gallon back when you use Get Upside. It's amazing. 35% up to 35% cash back at hundreds of restaurants around the city of Houston. Y'all know I love to eat. I also love saving money. It's why I'm using Get Upside. That 35% can add up. I've given you the numbers. $30 bill. That's $10 back. Get $10 back every time you eat out. You start really getting some significant savings and some cash back in your pocket. Get Upside right now is available for free in the app stores. Download it, use promo code Barry, and it's so easy to use. I was up and running. I was literally at a gas station when I downloaded it. In 2 minutes, I was able to use the promo, get my cash back while I was sitting at the gas station. It's that easy. All you do is you open up the app, log in, promo code Barry, and then they have a map. So you just click on gas to find a gas station near you with some cash back. Claim an offer, get a receipt, take a picture of it. Boom, within 24 hours, you've got cash back in your pocket. And like I said, I'm trying to save you suspects some extra money. So when you use Get Upside, make sure you use promo code Barry and get that bonus savings on gas. You like getting cash back, right? Yeah, Get Upside and thank me later.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, final half hour of the show, and the gifts just keep on giving. It is another chance for you to win another prize. Yes, that's right. You, the usual suspects, rewarded again for following us because we appreciate you. The Globetrotters, as we mentioned, coming to H-Town as part of their 2019 tour. This time it's going to be at the Fertitta Center at the campus of the University of Houston. They're opening up with their first performance Friday, February the 15th, so the night after Valentine's Day, if you got nothing to do, 7:30 p.m. Friday night, if you can go. You have a chance to go for free. But if you can't use them, don't win them. Please just give the listeners who can use them a chance to win. Right now, is Radu on the phones? Caller 27 right now at 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Radu, as you can actually stop and talk to him if you'd like as each call goes by. Caller 27, you win two tickets to see the Globetrotters. And if you don't win them, you can still purchase them. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com.
You did him dirty.
Yeah, because you know why? Not only did he spout off about us talking about him, mm-hmm. but he was like, he had some attitude. And I was like, oh, isn't there one more giveaway?
Yeah, tell him I'm not lazy, is what he said. He yelled at me. He said, tell him I'm not lazy.
Tell them I defended him. He needs to be talking to you, Nick.
Well, yeah, you did defend him, but you also didn't accept responsibility for bringing such a terrible intern to the...
I'm the one that defends him, and he's...
Then he tried to come at me hard, too. I was like, oh, hell no. Next giveaway? You're paying the price, Chief.
Well, that's what happens.
That's right.
I can't. He's not a baby bird anymore. He's got to be a big boy.
Is he the executive producer of the podcast?
I'm the executive producer of the podcast. He's a producer.
Well, that's just dumb.
The 15?
You're a producer.
That's the one fiver?
Yeah, the 15 podcast.
Is that a thing?
.com. Just throwing that in there.
Yeah, it's what I thought. It's what I was trying to set
Which
you up to do.
I also have to
You're
say,
welcome.
Thank you. I do have to say, shout out to Jeremy Ingram, who I had posted a new video on my Facebook page of me doing stand up from this past weekend. It's just a bit I do about men at the grocery store. Just trying to keep things fresh, keep content out there. And he was nice enough to go out and comment on it. But he also said, hey, how can I give you a rating on the podcast? Cause I like it. I listen on the website or whatever, but I want to know how I could rate it. So
ask Joel.
I appreciate Joel will give you a one.
Those one stars will motivate you to do more,
but I appreciate anybody that's actually supported the podcast thus far. We're still early. I mean, we only have two episodes up. I feel like I should be doing more, but I don't want to overcommit. So we're grinding. We'll have Marvin Pearson drops the 15th, which is Friday. So that'll
Friend
be
the show.
New. Yeah. That'll be the new episode number 3. Great story. And it's a fun podcast. It was a fun interview with him. At one point, I asked him about he got like his video from Ellen has like 8 million views, and I think it got like 1,500 dislikes. If you don't know the story of Marvin Pearson, he's a blind and deaf football player, and I was like, what 1,500 people would dislike this video? And I'm not gonna spoil it because I want you to listen to it. But his answer just blew me away. I was shocked. I think you were in the room when he did it.
I was producing. Executive producing.
Oh, exactly.
And I was recording.
You were executive. Yeah. I think you were just sitting there on your phone the whole time, but whatever.
I was listening.
His answer was shocking, so you'll have to listen on Friday.
That's called a tease.
You're just professional. Such a tease. I am a professional.
Go back to look. Now that you've teased everybody, go back to look into at your Sibion or whatever the heck that video you threw at me was.
Sibion?
That too. Oh, you're just trying to say it. Now you're looking smart because someone texted Sibion? The show. Like you knew how to pronounce that.
I totally didn't. Oh my God, the text line's crazy.
There's a lot today.
It's filled up, yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
So did you guys see this? Jordan Spieth was at Pebble Beach this last week.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Patrick does his whole show from the driving range, and he gets these guys, you know, he gets, because it's the Pro-Am, so all week celebrities are playing, and he gets a lot of big names. Well, he was talking to Jordan Spieth, and Spieth was talking about Tom Brady, and they were asking him about how competitive he was, and if he, you know, and he's like, look, he calls him TB12. He's like, I'm a big fan of TB12.
Uh-huh.
He's like, okay. And he's like, but, you know, a lot has been made of Tom Brady's competitive nature, both on and off the field. And Spieth said that there was a time they played golf where he just didn't talk to him after the round for an hour and a half. An hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded like this.
Okay, but, all right. Yeah, it was great.
How many shots did you give him?
We had a two-on-two match, and I ended up birdieing the 18th. He had a stroke on the 18th. I hit it in there to a few feet, and he drove it up almost too close to the green and tried to hit a flop shot, left it in the bunker, made bogey. The match was tied, so I won. He made bogey, I made birdie for a two-shot flip on the last. And you're supposed to go in at Augusta and, you know, have lunch and hang out. And he didn't say a word to me for like an hour and a half. I mean, the most competitive. Like, I feel like I'm very, very competitive. And he is the most competitive human being I've ever met. This is like a fun round.
Does he understand that he gets in that moment and that he can't get out?
I don't think he wants to. I think he likes that. I mean,
but don't you want to joke with him and say, "Hey, well, TB12"?
It was when they started making their comeback on the back nine. He was talkative.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But I would, man. That's when I'd go for the kill.
Oh, I think when I hit the 3-footer, I was looking at him as I putted it.
That's awesome.
It was
that's
one funny. Of those, and I think that's probably didn't help the cause of him wanting to.
Because I would have said, "This is my dojo, Tom. Like, welcome in."
Yeah,
yeah.
That's funny.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
But that gives you just a little bit more insight into this dude. Like, I think, you know, you and I joke about how competitive we are just with everything that we do. And we're always kind of ribbing each other on stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't even come close to the level of Tom Brady.
Yeah, those guys are guys like Brady and Jordan. You just hear stories like that all the time about just how they can run friendships over how competitive they can be.
If you're avocado ice creaming.
I just don't have that in me. I know I'm competitive, but not like that.
Avocado ice creaming and stuff, you know that you want to stay in the game a long time. But at that age,
yeah,
everything you hear about, you know, it's like a great comparison with Jordan, too. From his own personal trainer to all the regimen and the diet and everything else, there's a reason why he's still playing at 41.
Uh-huh.
No doubt about that.
Take care of themselves. Yeah. Hey, update on the poll, what should be the state food of Texas? Barbecue now extending its lead to 65%. Fajitas at 21, tacos at 11, and other checking in at 3. John Westling tweeted and said, barbecue, brisket, and fajita tacos in one meal, side of pork ribs and beans, queso and chips to start, pecan pie a la mode as dessert. That's the most Texas meal.
He knew exactly what he...
That is the most Texas meal you could probably describe right there.
Yeah. Gold star for elaborate detail.
Yeah.
John Westling. Thank you very much. Yeah. So that's, I'm sure I knew everybody was going to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Because you bring up a good point about the steaks. I mean, look, there's, you know, New York and Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
But it just seems like if you can just combine the two, it's not, it's a win-win.
Somebody on the text line, we were talking about podcasts. Somebody said, Barry, did you ever listen to the Ron Burgundy podcast? And I haven't yet. It dropped on the 7th. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened yet. They said, it was from Chris. He said, I attempted to, but it looked like it costs money. Does it cost money? I have no idea. I haven't tried yet, but now I'm going to try after the show. I want to see, because man, if you're charging that kind of stuff.
I mean, even
sucks.
Though
That's
he
whack.
Might be able to get away with it. There's a lot of other podcasts that could get away with it, and they don't charge. I'm pretty sure Joe Rogan can get away with charging. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's the movie production company or whoever's responsible for that and has the rights for that is trying to do that. I don't know.
But you could do, like, I know a lot of guys that have, I think it's called Patreon, where you have the basic podcast where you get your numbers up and you can get advertisers. It's a lot like radio. So you just, you have advertisers, but then to get the video version of it or the behind the scenes or extra cuts or extended play or secondary follow-up videos or whatever, you pay a monthly fee through Patreon that they get and you get access to all that stuff. So it's like a bonus or an extra.
So it's after like Willie Geist does his one-on-one and he says for the excerpts and the things that you miss,
go check
instead
out.
Instead of going to todayshow.com, you go out and get the correct podcast.
Correct. You're on the Patreon list and you get all that stuff.
I guess it's not terribly shocking when you consider the fact that websites are charging just to read articles and the death of newspapers is probably
pretty
near.
What's shocking to me is that you're paying for that ESPN Plus because I didn't see that coming from you.
No. I mean, for me, the $5 is worth it. I like
and with
it.
Every day, it's pissing me off more because I want to get it for the 30 for 30 stuff.
I mean, I don't know if they're...
Oh, don't say that on there.
I won't give you my password.
Don't. That's not right.
Sharing is caring,
I know
caring,
you would
Barry.
Never do that. You would
well,
never.
Actually, see, the way Netflix had it for a while, they had, like, unlimited, then I think they capped it to, like, 2 or 5, or then you could, like, pay for an extra user and all that other stuff. I don't know if ESPN Plus can do that. And, of course, Barry is having headphone issues.
What happened?
Oh, that's dirty.
What did he say?
He said, of course, Barry's having headphones issues and called you out.
Yeah. Well, I unplugged it on accident. That tends to happen quite a bit during the show. You guys just never notice it.
Sounded like you hit your teeth on the microphone. Again.
No, I hit the headphones on the microphone.
You guys are brutal.
I mean, whatever it was, you were talking, it probably didn't matter. So.
It was really good information.
I felt like it was
on.
Just blah, blah, blah. Like, you ever heard the teacher on the peanuts?
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it was that.
Whatever.
But I'm sure I didn't miss anything. It was just you bitching about, they're just charging so much
turn to
now.
Talk, sir.
The death of the
not
newspaper. I mean, it's kind of my job to talk.
Got
to
pay some bills.
Oh, now we got to go to talk. Break. Now we got to.
You're talking over Joel, is what you're doing.
Now that your drivel is done, we've got to go to break. Okay.
By the way, the Arizona Cardinals do a little damage control. They just tweeted out a picture of Josh Rosen, and it says, quote, Josh is our guy. Cliff Kingsbury said it.
Really?
Yeah. So whether you believe that or not, they're trying to.
Oh, because the Kyler
Murray.
Joshy
Poo happy because. Yeah.
I thought you meant they if you just want to like distract people, be like, hey, at least we're not the Browns. At least we didn't go out and get Kareem Hunt. I mean, it could be worse, guys, right? Like, at least we didn't do that.
You know, on that, too, one name we didn't bring up yesterday when we were talking about all the things the Browns have done, but they stayed with Josh Gordon a whole long time, giving him second chances.
They did. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me as much.
No, I just forgot about that after the show, so I brought that up. True. Hey, before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing because they are fantastic. They are local, and they are going to do a great job on any roofing needs you may have, whether it be a repair for a leaky roof or a whole new roof for your house. They're going to do it. They're going to do it well, and they're going to take care of you with customer service throughout the process. And if you don't believe me, you can see the list of the many, many satisfied customers. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and you can read the comment section where people are all over the fact that they are so glad that they went to Fitz. You can too. Check them out on fitzroofing.com or you can call them 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. You call them, you get a free, no obligation inspection. They can come to you and see what you got going on with your roof, tell you what you need to do, and then wait for you to call so they can take care of it for you. That's just the way they do business. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're the best in the business and you get a top quality product that's going to last. And in fact, they use them so much that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States get that criteria. They got it. You need it. So who else would you call? Call Fitz. Their base warranty is longer than your average roofer, and I'm telling you, I could go on for a long time. They are just fantastic. Call them 832-521-3001 or log on to fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Fred, AJ, Aaron will take you from 4 till 7. You don't have to do a darn thing and you'll be entertained beyond your wildest dreams. Adam tweeted us. Any coincidence Kyler Murray shares the same agent as Cliff Kingsbury? Well, that might be factored in at some point, but as Barry was mentioning, you go back to what Cliff Kingsbury said when he wasn't the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and he said if he had the number one pick in the draft, he would take Kyler Murray. That's how good he is, and that's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a huge... I wouldn't delve into a conspiracy at this point. I'm sure it helps in some ways, but I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury is going to make decisions just based on who his agent knows. Because that's how you end up getting fired, is just doing favors for buddies, especially if they're not good. Now, it might help, but you also have to be able to, you know, make it work. So if that whole organization doesn't feel like he's the right fit or the right guy at that pick, then you're not just going to be like, well, I don't care. We share an agent. You know, does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
you're
going to
make good, sound football decisions. It certainly would maybe help in negotiations or getting a foot in the door. But I think at the end of the day, if you're a smart head coach, you're a smart GM, or you're a smart player, you don't just only make those decisions based off of
relationships. And when we had Lance in here, he was talking about the fact that they may be ready to move on from Josh Rosen, but you just don't burn a number one pick and sign him for multiple years and bow out after 1 year. I just don't think that's realistic, and I don't see that any franchise, even as dysfunctional as the Cardinals are, I just don't see them doing something like that.
I feel like the front office is going to have to be sold in that situation unless the owner and the company believe that he's not the option, he's not the franchise quarterback. I always tend to bring the business side. If I wrote a check and gave him that contract, I'd give him at least one more year.
Yeah.
And you look at teams like the Browns that have messed it up for so many years, you start... A couple of those can really set you back.
Yeah, we've always talked about that.
Well, and think about this, too. Jared Goff's first year in the league, everybody thought he was a big bust. And then all of a sudden in year two, boom, exploded.
Wentz was borderline on that route. Like, for a while, no one believed in Carson Wentz.
And then it wasn't like Josh Rosen stunk up the joint. He was okay last year. I mean, there was a bad team, but he didn't, like, underperform. He just was a rookie in the NFL, and it was a learning curve.
I don't know if you guys saw this. It just came out at 3:13 Central, according to ESPN, but former Mississippi State defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons, who was projected to be a first-round pick, tore his ACL.
Yeah, I saw Lance tweeting about it this morning that there's no way that can't push him out of the first round.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And then also, according to reports, I don't know if you maybe mentioned it if I was coming back later or whatever, but Texans expect to release Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, that had been the big news all day. You and I had
talked, I don't think that's a surprise.
We all talked about the fact that it was coming.
Yeah.
14 mil was what he would have gotten, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody is surprised.
I don't think anybody's spending $14 million on Demaryius Thomas.
And he shouldn't be upset about it either, because you're not going to pay $14 million for a guy that's coming back from injury.
Or he'll be upset and he'll understand, I guess, the situation. It'll just stink.
And then apparently Antonio Brown has officially requested his trade from the Steelers.
And, I mean, this guy, it's drama every single day.
Well, I don't know. Did you list these bullets? I found some of this to be interesting. Yeah, I didn't see all this.
That was according to a tweet. Schefter retweeted it. I want to give him his.
He's due $2.5 million roster bonus on March 17th. If traded before 3/17, the Steelers would absorb a dead cap hit of $21 million, $23 million if he's traded after 3/17. Browns due $12.5 million in 2019, $11.3 million in 2020, $12.5 million in 2021. And he'll be 31 on July 10. Those are big numbers.
So you trade him and you still absorb that much of a cap hit?
That's what this bullet says. If traded before 3/17, the Steelers would absorb a dead cap hit of $21.12 million. And it jumps to 23.
A large number.
Jumps to 23.62 after 3/17. So they're going to be busting their hump over the next 30 days to get a deal done.
Man.
At least you
according
save
to Field
mil.
Yates, just so we can attribute this.
That's
Field
who it
Yates,
was. Okay.
ESPN guy.
NFL insider for ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
To bring this full circle to your poll at the start of the show about the food of Texas.
You like my poll, huh?
I do not, and I will never. First of all, I'm not touching that one. But here's the other thing. I was watching the news last night, and some of the breaking news from right here in Houston, Texas. These people were trying, they found an abandoned house in Houston, in southeast Houston. They were going to smoke some weed.
All right.
Okay. And there was like spray paint on the actual front of the house that basically said for information, but we're trying to either get rid of the house, it's abandoned, or we're going to even knock it down or whatever. They go in to smoke their weed. Do you know that they found a full-sized Bengal tiger?
Like a tiger?
Like a big-ass, live as can be, tiger.
Who's feeding the tiger on a daily basis?
They can't find out whose tiger it was, how it got there.
Probably berries. Let's be real.
I feel like if you have a tiger, a full-size Bengal tiger, then you probably have to have it registered at, like, the tiger department with the city of Houston.
Because Mike Tyson in The Hangover, like
if you go out and get an exotic animal, I think there's some sort of registration.
Of course, my PETA-loving wife, I mean, my animal-loving wife, I shouldn't target her to PETA.
Right.
But she was like, oh, no, that's black market illegal. There's no way that you have to have licenses. You can't have it in the city. I'm like, well, all I know is these people were going in to just get high and chill out, and they found out that they were sharing the crib with a tiger.
You're just sitting there, you're like, yeah, dude, this is some good stuff. Bro, it's really good. I see a tiger. What? I see it too, man. Like, you're like that high. You think you're hallucinating. You think you're seeing a tiger. And then there's an actual tiger, and then now they're all dead and eaten by the tiger. Was the tiger in a cage?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it just walking around?
It was in a cage, and then they decided they were taking it to one of the local pet agencies to stay the night. Can you imagine the rest of the animals going, what the hell is that thing, and don't get it near me?
I'm surprised the stoners are like, bro, we should take it to Petco and maybe get it cleaned up.
Dude.
Take it to a groomer.
Sell it, man.
We could take it to a groomer, have it cleaned. I would, if I'm stoned and I see a tiger, I'm probably freaking out. There's no doubt about it. I'm freaking out.
I'm going to show you the picture right now.
I'm going to poop my pants.
When you see the size of this tiger in the cage.
Oh, my God. He's kind of fat, though, isn't he?
Like, yeah. So I was going to say, someone was feeding him. He wasn't.
Maybe he ate the owner, and that's why it's an abandoned house, and he's that fat.
Well, all I know is it took like 8 dudes in a cage to like try and get this thing up on the back of this trailer.
Oh no.
And this animal is, I'm guessing, between 750 and 1,000 pounds. This thing is mammoth.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you got to face your fears.
I wouldn't. And then get eaten by them?
Seriously? Yeah.
Just like Talladega Nights. I just love that movie so much.
A cougar in the car. Oh, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there. You got to learn to drive with the fear.
I love that scene. That was so funny. His facial reaction when he saw that cougar, that's probably the same facial reaction
the stoners had.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I know how I react when I'm high, and it would not be favorable if there's a big ass, fat, overstuffed.
For anybody, for me or anybody tiger. Around me, because I would do exactly what you're not supposed to do. You're obviously supposed to stand still, right? And not move.
Right.
I would run.
Yeah, I was like, that's the rule with a lot of different things, but some of them, you run because you know you can outrun them.
I'm breaking that damn rule.
That tiger is going to catch your ass and make you a brisket.
The question is, did they get high and then call the cops? I'm guessing so. If they're any kind of decent stoner, they were like, bro, we got to call somebody. Hold on, man. Let's smoke this first, and then we'll call them. All right.
Quit it, man. You're scaring me. I mean, that thing is, it's mammoth.
Yeah, that's wild.
So that was crazy. All right, you know what? Great show again today, fellas, as we continue to roll on. That'll do it for us. The Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, and Aaron are going to take you all the way home till 7 o'clock, but we appreciate you guys being suspects. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you and talk to you again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.